There is an inherent joy to order. Sometimes you want a little clutter, the kind of chaos that bespeaks life. After all, cleaning it up later might be enjoyable too. But there's something in orderly operation, where someone is permitted to anticipate, to expect, to feel the impending pleasure of someone else taking their needs, their desires, even their wants, and putting them at the top of their priority list for a while. That's what we're going to talk about today. The role of the one who completes that loop. Your role. Stepping up to make things other than they were. To make things as they were expected or desired or could most fulfillingly be constructed. The role of the servant. And the pleasure that comes with it. Many people think that there is a pure submissiveness to service. Do this, do that. But for me, there's a different meaning. If there is a relationship of trust, trust should always go both ways. Know that inside your mind, inside the part of you that wants to explore service. Likewise, we do things to serve ourselves. When we construct and order our environments to be more pleasurable, more expected, to add positive feedback to everything we experience. Anything done in that spirit is an act of service to the self. Keep that in mind. In fact, that thought process is perhaps the most tempting part of what we do here. The most teasing enhancement to your mind when you think servant thoughts. When you think about slipping into that persona, the role and duty of being a serving, enhancing presence. When you see something out of place and you put it in just the right place, dusting the area clear, setting the object down. When you prepare a cup of tea, when you place a glass of water where it will be wanted, even if you're the one who will be doing the wanting. Preparing a meal, setting the bills and affairs of the household in order. The servant's purview is actually one of responsibility. Oh, if someone asks you, you might fulfill their momentary desire, getting them a towel or a snack or otherwise making yourself useful because when you value something, someone, some set of circumstances, devoting yourself completely through the offering of the servant, the service, the activity and action that is within your waiting mind. This is an enhancement you can make. This is something good you can do for them. But you also are permitted to handle anything that would be within the servant's purview. The maid or butler or latex-clad serving pet, as one's mindset allows, is given responsibilities and a portfolio of duties, an understanding between you and the one you serve, even if it is you yourself. This is the truth of you. This is the mind you're slipping into. Service is its own reward to see the world set right, to take the small things you can do, and feel the thrilling, almost euphoric floating feeling of having ordered what you may order, having placed things into proper alignment. These small things sometimes lose their luster when they've been done 10 or 20 or 30 times. But if you add a pleasant, hypnotic reminder to the whole affair, it can renew even the most tired of tasks. If you add a set of expectations, a shared understanding of reward, it gets even better. Your mind opens up and you consider all the things you might be asked to do, all the requirements you might place upon yourself. They are laid out like the items in a drawer, the files in a folder. Laid out in your mind is everything you might have to do within the domestic purview. Of course, office housekeeping could be included as well. You can see before you each of those things like a bright point on a map, a route, a progress through the day. You can see the times you have been tempted to do them before, and maybe you have prioritized other things. Maybe you have let the servant's role, the small, orderly enhancement to the world that you could potentially have brought about, maybe you've let it slide. Perhaps you should reassess how the balance of reward and requirement is set up inside your head, and how the ideal servant would see that same balance, those same tasks, those same would-be requirements, in a new light. Open yourself up to being the orderly enhancement of the world. Open yourself up to being given the potential hypnotic rewards of a job well done, the shiveringly pleasurable sense of orderly rightness with the world. It's almost meditative. But let's face it, since my voice is involved in helping you get into this role, this character, this way of being, there might be a little sensual thrill on the edge of it. And that's all right. In fact, that's just perfect. The servant mind picks up on so many opportunities for pleasure, sensual and otherwise. When you stand in an ordered space, your mind rewards you. It says, yes, instinctively I know everything about this place is as I want it to be. Even if it's just a small part of one space, that is enough. To know that everything is the way you want it to be is to feel reassured, comfortable. We exist in a world where often we are other than comfortable, other than completely at peace. But you are going to be able to achieve that state more and more if you let your mind fall into a servant mindset. Separate anything other than positive associations from your understanding of service. Again, even if it is for yourself. Visualize and create. Your mind is set up to reward you. Even this process of gradual sinking, relaxing, listening accompaniment is in its own way pleasurable. Many things that you previously have overlooked are in fact a kind of service. What am I doing for you right now? And what are you doing for me? The idea of reciprocal service, that you can make the world a little bit better for someone, and they can do the same for you. If someone you enjoy and trust and want to make happy asked you to fetch them a glass of water because you were passing by the kitchen and they were seated comfortably, you would do so. And if they were in the same situation, they might do it for you. A servant transcends power dynamics. There is a part of you which, when it does small things or large things that improve the orderliness and pleasurability of your environment, receives pleasure in turn. A part of you internally which is pleased by order, pleased by the creation of favorable circumstance. A servant is a cultivator of circumstance. You craft experiences for others as surely as I do. It may seem that that is a grandiose way to describe dusting or doing the dishes or ordering the shelves in your room or someone else's, but it really is. All I'm doing is saying some words, but the right word in the right place can be pleasurable. To find a cup of tea, a glass of cool water, or a towel right where you need it when you need it is a pleasurable experience, even if you put it there for yourself earlier and then forgot about it. These are optimizations. The world of the servant is the world of meditative, self-rewarding optimization. So to step into the servant's role, you must permit yourself to optimize the world around you. When you encounter an inconvenience, or when you spot an inconvenience in another's way, assess whether it is within your power to change, reorder, optimize the world so that inconvenience vanishes. We often skip over these tasks In fact, by becoming someone who sees them, you will fundamentally change your interaction with comfort, your environment, and those you share it with. Think of how normal it can be for people to walk by, for you to walk by, for I to walk by. Clutter, where it exists, because we think, oh, well, it's not that bad. But if everything were neat and orderly, there is a benefit. Sure, if you've ever had to sift through clutter in a drawer, on a counter, laying on the floor, or anywhere else, you know it can be momentarily annoying until you find the object of your desire, and then you tend to forget it again. But if, instead of that cluttered space, you encountered a clear and orderly place, you reached in and found exactly what you wanted in a moment, you would be able to use the extra time you might ordinarily spend searching to admire the happy simplicity of that orderly place, that optimized portion of your world. And this benefit would affect everyone else who even for a moment looked at that orderly place. You would then be able to positively affect the world, like raking a rock garden, trimming a bonsai tree, decorating a space. Order and the path of order through a space is the servant's way of interacting. All those other things may also be your responsibility, but there's also the fundamental structure so many of us ignore. Think about it, yourself or someone else. Think about the path they follow when they enter their private space from the outside world. We have a separation of private space, even if it is small. We have a place where we put down our keys, our phone, our devices, the personal elements of self. If that space is ordered the way you personally want it, that adds pleasure to your day. And this is where the servant's most difficult duty comes in. Envision it. The very moment that you put something orderly, put something the way you think it should be, and someone else might be unhappy with it. But the true role of the servant is to smile and say, well, how would you like it? How can I make it better for you? Realize that that's often how I'm thinking. That in finding the role of the servant, or the articulation of the one who is an equal and yet an optimizer, you slip into a role I am intimately familiar with as well. We come closest at that point, in fact. Think of the world around you, the environment you can sculpt. Think once more of the perfectly tidied, optimized space, of finding a glass of water exactly where you need it, of anticipating someone's need and providing a cup of tea, a towel, handing them their keys, pointing them to their shoes, otherwise optimizing the flow of someone else or of yourself, so that at the moment of need, the need is already met. That is a unique kind of symmetry, like seeing the last piece of a puzzle slide in, like seeing everything familiar, sparking memory. Feel the pleasure. Everything orderly, everything just as it should be, the fine perfection of small spaces brought to their optimal conclusion. This is the shivering, pleasurable, wanton reward of the servant to stand back, look at your work, lick your lips, and let a momentary thrill send your eyes rolling back. And to understand that you feel that pleasure, regardless of what anyone else thinks, but that it's even better at the moment you see the need fulfilled, the moment you realize your machinations, optimizations, your designs have been realized, have flowered, have been appreciated. That is the servant's character. The desire for that moment drives you to seek ways to bring pleasure, to bring satisfaction, so you will in turn feel pleasure, feel satisfaction, feel your mind at peace, at rest. And what you might previously have walked by, now allow a kind of hypnotic weight to attach to it. If you know you have a little time, your hands, your body, your mind might turn themselves to solving little problems, little optimizations, writing the to-do lists, preparing food for meals, straightening, tidying, doing whatsoever you might do. You know it will bring a little happy thrill to others and to you yourself. But in the same way you know I am not subordinate to you, you would then be something other than subordinate to others. I am here to provide, but that provision is its own reward, quite apart from those who are served. The servant's loyalty is to the role, to the duty and character of service, above and beyond any one person. This is different from submission. This is different from just obeying a command. This is about a desire to introduce positive and orderly responses, of the types people would enjoy, for your own sake, and because your mind will give you that little hypnotic, pleasant reward when you see everything exactly as you have planned it to be. It begins with small things, straightening pens or folding clothes. It begins with small things, closing closet doors, aligning books on shelves. It begins with small things, but the shivering thrill that runs from your shoulders down your torso to the butterflies in your stomach at the sight of the orderly, the maintained, the improved and optimized and pleasant for occupation. That is anything other than small. It is a powerful, motivational drive, and it exists within you now, as I have awakened it and encouraged it. Sometimes if you're looking for a place to start, your mind will just take you there. A daze, a moving, drifting daze where your mind is finding one thing, then another, as if everything were only a string you were slowly, slowly untying. You know that if you have one end and a lot of patience, eventually everything will be straight and orderly and useful again. You know that by just following the end you have hold of, by taking the things you can do right now and gradually unwinding them, you will come to a time when everything is perfect, laid out before you. And even if something becomes untidy again, you have done it once and may do it again. And in the process of inspection, optimization, improvement, you will look at each object you move, each permutation of someone's day that you alter for the better, and you will truly appreciate it, truly inspect it and think about it as I think of you proceeding through these words, these thoughts, these tempting, self-reinforcing trains of thought. Now, you will think of it, inspect it, make it part of you. To serve is to intimately know the domain of your service and to be able to alter and structure it for your enjoyment as much as anyone else's. The give and take, the contextual understanding of order. Many think that the servant's role is inflexible, that just because you're in a uniform or a very clean outfit or like your environment orderly and straightened, you must be inflexible. But no, it's quite different. The servant's role is the most human and sympathetic and understanding and compromising. You turn to someone and say, what is a functional environment we can both make work? There is give and take. There is understanding. There is equality. You have the privilege of implementing the optimization, and therefore you get to feel that thrill of pleasure when you see your work done. Buzzing, sparking. The predilection for order that exists in your brain, which I have awakened, enhanced, pushed toward you and into your mind and into your hands. This ability to float and drift and make the deepest, most hypnotized parts of your brain, order-seeking servant character parts. You've already stepped into it. The characterization is there. You'll just have to choose how you explore it. Choose what aspects of the character work in your environment. As I said, it is a role of sympathy, compassion, understanding, and a role that knows patience, the gradual unwinding and the pleasure of the puzzle solved, the knot untied. The world around you ordered, even if for a moment, remains in your mind a memory of a moment when everything was just as you wished it to be. That tidy moment in your mind remains even when the untidiness of the world is restored, and you'll be able to think back and shiver at the small improvements you've made to your mind, to someone else's, to your life and world, to someone else's, just as I so often do. And we stand together in that role. So, ask yourself, what can you go change with a simple application of thought and action today?